Yo, what's good? We back with another episode of the Stats vs. Facts podcast, where men lie, women lie, numbers lie, but the facts don't. And we up here, that's all we speak. I'm your host, Ian. Got the gang again. Brian Shane, what's good with y'all?
What up?
Yo.
We took a week off, man. We had, you know, adults and stuff to do. But in that week, when you know, one of our videos went kind of popping. The Brock Purdy joint got so much hate, but that's what we love to see.
Oh, yeah.
That just shows we on the way, man. Y'all, we just going to keep dropping content like that. And that's why we're here today. Week 4 overreactions, man. We all going to give y'all 3 overreactions each. And, of course, end the show with Guess the Player. And I'll go first. You know, motto appears, we don't waste no time. So my first overreaction, and I actually saw RG3 tweet this. So I was thinking this before he even tweeted this, though. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say it, and it's CJ Stroud's a top 10 quarterback. Mm. It's crazy to say because, obviously, one,
he's Daniel a rookie. Jones is in there. That's number one why he... It's crazy to say.
Anyways, CJ Stroud, top 10, though.
Before you continue, the views of Shane do not express the views of everybody else on this show.
No, they express no one on this show.
I just want to make that clear.
All right, CJ Stroud has been dominating. One, he has no interceptions, so that's great. But it's not like he's just a game manager. Because when you think of no turnovers or whatever, that's the first thing you think of is they're just being careful with the ball. CJ Stroud right now is at 1,212 passing yards, 6 touchdowns, no interceptions, 94 completions. And I think they're like
2-2.
2-2, yeah. So Texans 2-2. They're a team that I bet they would finish under 4 wins.
Oh, God.
They're probably going to shatter that. they're literally in the race to win that division because Jags aren't.
They about to split
Jags won, but they're not looking that good. And I'll do another overreaction to that one. But the way he's doing it, like one going in, I think y'all would remember, but our season preview episode, we were talking like they probably have the worst weapons in the league, them or Carolina. And CJ Stroud has shown like he can make some weapons. Mm-hmm. Not saying the receiver's garbage or nothing, but that was our concern. Tank Dell looks good. Nico Collins looks real good. And they don't even have the running game going yet. Like, mm-hmm. That's the crazy thing because mm-hmm. rookie quarterbacks, 2 things about them. They always rely on the running game, and their safety weapon is the tight end, and he hasn't been using either one. And he's just been straight balling. He's the truth. He's breaking that Ohio State curse, and that's all I got to say. So he's putting Houston back on the map. That's my first overreaction. So Brian, or if y'all want to comment on that, don't matter.
Nah, that's a fact. Like, he definitely surprising the hell out of me. And I figured that he'd be good, maybe not starting off this good, but I figured that he'd be good regardless. But, you know, and it's funny, and this will probably tie into my overreaction, but they said that Bryce Young was probably the most pro-ready out of those 3 in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking like he's probably going to be the biggest bust out of those 3.
Mm-hmm.
And overreaction, it might be accurate, but and it may not even be his fault, but the Panthers, they just, I don't know why they committed to making that trade for him. Well, I get why they committed to making that trade for him, but they did nothing to help him out with a supporting cast. They did nothing to help him out with that offensive line. Like, that's just a bad team overall. And the fact that they're not going to finish with any more than 3 wins this season. And they're not going to own their first round pick because Chicago probably going to be picking at worst 2 of the top 5 picks in next year's draft. So my overreaction is definitely that Bryce Young is – it's early. It's obviously early for Bryce Young. He's only played 3 games because he missed one already. But you already missing a game because of injury. And we just hit October. Like, it's not good. Not good at all for him.
So overreact, Bryce Young, the biggest bust out of his class. Or will be.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Shane?
Who did Minnesota play? I had a few in my head, but who did Minnesota play?
Carolina.
Okay. They lost, right?
No. They Minnesota won.
Oh, okay.
Somebody had to win. It was a toilet bowl game.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to speak on that one then because I thought they lost. But the other one that I had was, hold on, I'm buffering. Dang, I just had the other one, bro. It was something you had said, too, that led it to... Oh! I don't know if it's overreaction again. But I'm going to say that... No. I'm changing the tune. It's a regular reaction. How about that? Sneaking a regular reaction. Regular reaction. Fields is not back. I don't care what the game script says. He had his career day. He's done his thing. Yeah, you balled out against the Broncos. Who doesn't? They literally got 70 put on their head. He finally started connecting with DJ Moore. He had a first half of a lifetime. And in the second half, you saw him looking almost back to normal.
It was the last three drives.
Okay. Yeah. And, yeah, I don't care about anybody's value, fantasy. I still hate that team. And I hate the Broncos even more because mainly because Javonte Williams got hurt and then Jaleel McLaughlin, G went picking him up. I'm like, bro, they played the Chicago Bears. Like, anyone that scored in that game really isn't, they're not on my radar because they're not scoring on real NFL teams. Yeah, I think I'm going to keep that with cut of shorts. Is that a fair?
No.
Okay.
Because I get where you're coming from, though, because it is the Broncos. You're supposed to do what you do, you know. You're supposed to cook them. But we'll also see if that's the case when the Jets play them this week with Zach Wilson. If Zach Wilson, gets shut down, then Justin Fields might not have been a fluke. But also, these might be the type of games where you need to have a bounce back. Like, even though it's a weaker defense and all that, mm-hmm. like, this could be the ball rolling. Because remember, he started off like this last season. I think people forget this. Mm-hmm. That he was terrible. And then I'll always remember it because Brian took him from me in fantasy last year. He claimed him off waivers before I could mm-hmm. when he was going on that crazy run. So this could be what he needs to get back going. He need to play a weaker opponent. And they did lose, of course, but I also same time that organization is trying to lose. Like they want Caleb and that Marvin Harrison Jr. combo, which mm-hmm. would be insane. My next overreaction is a number one pick is back. Number one overall pick is showing why he got drafted number one.
Fantasy?
No. Oh. In real life. He's 3-1 on his new team. Just took down who we thought would win this division. Mm-hmm. Shout out Baker Mayfield, man. Baker is looking good with the Bucks. I definitely didn't think so. Baker went from Cleveland to Carolina to the Rams to the Bucks in like a 2-year span. And I thought at this point he would just be a solid backup. But he's looking real good. Obviously, he has the weapons there with Mike Evans and Godwin. But still, like, he's putting the ball where it needs to be. He's taking care of it. He's not making this reckless plays. And he just seems kind of different. Because might be his last chance as, like, mm-hmm. a starter. And he's showing, like, look, I can still start in this league. They blew out the Saints the other day. Oh, yeah, sorry. 2 days ago. And Saints, they're supposed to be relying on that defense. I know Carr's out, but, you know, James Winston's still a capable starter. And that defense just isn't holding right now. It's not looking good. I think they lost Tennessee the first week, and they lost them, the Bucks, 2 days ago. So that drops them to 2-2. But the Bucks are 3-1. It looks like they're going to win that division. I don't know if that's an overreaction or not, but my overreaction is Baker's back. He's proven why he got drafted number one, even though it was, 6 years ago. But, yeah, he's looking good because he's even looking better than Brady did last year. Now, I know Brady was 45, but mm-hmm. we didn't expect anything from Baker. Like, there was a quarterback competition between him and I can't even think who that backup is.
Kyle Trask.
I was just about to say that, but I thought that was way out of pocket.
Only because I remember him coming out of Florida.
That was literally between them two for the starting quarterback job, and Baker showed why he got it. And he's proven why he deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
Brian.
Overreaction Tuesday, because today's Tuesday and we're giving overreactions.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably going to be an overreaction to past overreactions.
Okay.
All right.
Matrix.
We all overreacted about the Buffalo Bills. To Josh Allen.
Ooh, that was going
to
be my last
one. Allen, to Stephon Diggs, to Sean McDermott, to Bills Mafia. I apologize. I apologize. You know, after that week one, you know, losing to the Jets like that, giving up that lead, I was like, yeah, the Bills are done, especially after all the random offseason drama. You know, you beat the Raiders. I'm like, I'm not impressed. Whooped up on my squad, basically shut us out. And I was just like, all right, I can see that. But, you know, y'all still, y'all got Tua coming up, like Tua and the Dolphins. Like, they just dropped 70. And y'all stomped them. Like, the Bills stomped the Dolphins. I did not see that coming at all. So, we overreacted. I overreacted. about week one, and I apologize. I know we were talking about Tua would probably be leading MVP candidate. Josh Allen said, yeah, fuck all that. I got something to say about that. So we're going to see. It's going to be a good season. And yeah, the Bills, they them boys.
Man, Josh Allen, that was going to be literally my last one because that's literally what I was going to say too. We all, not even just us three, the whole media.
Yeah.
That, after that first game, four turnovers, everybody was killing Josh Allen. You know, Bills reached, they're not, you know, they peaked, blah, 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 all this stuff.
Yeah, who's a dumbass that said they peaked? Let me go delete some tweets for a while.
The Dolphins was a statement game for sure. Like, even if Dolphins come back later in the year and beat them, it still was like, man, what the Bills just did after a 70-point game that the Dolphins dropped, like, y'all still be hot. And what's most impressive is this was out Poyer. And what's the cornerback that just towards Achilles?
Trey
White. That's crazy.
Wait, towards Achilles?
Yes.
I missed that.
Yeah, he tore Achilles his second time.
Gone. Damn, I missed that.
Yeah. He's gone.
So to do that, because as soon as Poyer. Poyer. As soon as he got ruled out, I'm like, oh, Tyreek Hill's about to go stupid. Because that's one of the better safeties in the league. And, you know, it's obviously already hard to contain Cheetah. And without a safety back there and the cornerback go down too, I'm like, oh, my God.
Hey, you know why they kept him contained. Comeback player of the year, right? Comeback player of the year. Boy, throw the threes up.
I heard he only plays special teams.
Probably. I ain't watching the game.
And I didn't either. The Bills are back for sure. Like this. Yeah, that's all I'm going to leave it at for now. Shane, do you actually have an overreaction this time?
Yep. I do. The AFC South is competitive again. I think, is that overreaction? First of all, before I even go any further.
No, I don't know, man.
They got an accurate statement.
Yeah, it's just that you got to come harder, man. Yeah. They got three.
All right, hold up. My favorite to start the season.
Oh, no, I'm thinking, I said the wrong division anyway. I'm thinking NFC South.
Nah. My favorites, which were the Jags, to start the division, may end up being the division losers.
There we go.
Really. It's not looking great.
Hold on. So when you say division loser, do you mean the
bottom of the division? It is possible.
Texans, Titans,
and yes, Colts. Stop playing with Andy Richardson.
Hey,
he's back and he's prime.
Ain't they all 2-2?
They all are 2-2. So it's fair game for them to lose the division.
The Jags do look the worst out of them.
Yeah, they do. Because
we expected way much of that.
Boom. All right, boom. I had to fight for my life out here, man. So anyway, I started saying Richardson was going to be him. Now, I probably didn't see any footage of him in college. But, the Jags, Trevor Lawrence and Calvin really got to get something going now in London. Who do they play? The Falcons, right? Oh, no, they just
played. They played the Falcons. Yeah. They played the Bills again. I mean, they played the Bills again in London.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
It might be his chance to break out again and kind of establish it with Trey White being out. But, they got to get something going. I mean, they just haven't put up points, I think. And there's, like, a balance. Like, he's hitting Christian Kirk up instead. They're kind of getting the running game going. And I just don't know what's throwing me off. Like, I'm seeing more of these other guys who I expected to see almost virtually none of, you know, when I'm watching games Sunday, Monday, Thursday. And, I mean, we keep hearing, oh, Nico, Tank Dell, CJ, I mean, I know it's a little, you know, beginning of the season hype. You got to keep your, you know, eyes there. But it's like, oh, yeah, by the way, what's Trevor Lawrence and Calvin really doing? Oh, you don't want to look. They had one game to start, and I just expected way more. And so far, they have not proved anything to me. They're 2-2. Everyone's 2-2 in that division. But the other teams being 2-2. Are way more surprising than the Jags being 2-2. Mm-hmm. Especially with, because the Titans beat the crap out of
the Bengals.
Yeah, the Bengals, who I'm not even going to.
You know, I'm the one that said Titans won that division.
Okay, you did say the Titans were going to win it?
did.
After they got smacked by the Browns. Well, not after, but
yeah. I mean, we know the Browns defense ain't no joke.
But then they get smacked.
They didn't have a quarterback. Yeah. Watson didn't play and Myles Garrett left.
Oh, yeah. Did he get ejected?
No, he's hurt.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's it for that overreaction.
Okay. My last one, and actually, we're doing good on time, so after this round, we're going to have an overreaction we take back from the past.
I can't. I'm a man of my word. Or I can't think of it.
All right, that's fine. Well, maybe by the next round, you'll think of something you said that you want to take back. Like, okay. Dan Jones being a top 12 quarterback, maybe.
That was not an overreaction, first of all. You should take that
back. Anyways, that's it.
We're going to talk about Daniel Jones.
No, we're not.
Don't worry.
My last overreaction, and I know the comments going to go crazy, especially if y'all saw the Purdy video, but the 49ers might be the most complete team of our lifetime.
Ooh.
And that's overreaction because I'm sure people are going to say, this team is that, this team is up there too. So this is an overreaction. But when you look at, let's go to the offense. One of the best left tackles of all lifetime, for sure, in Trent Williams. Mm-hmm. I'm a football fan. I like to think I'm not a casual, but it's only probably like 10 offensive linemen I can think of. Like right now, off the top of my head, obviously if I could get an hour, I'll think of more. But like you think of the Jonathan Ogdens,
yeah.
Trent Williams. And then the random names like Eric Fisher, Jake Long, who was the first pick, Joe Thomas.
Andrew Thomas.
Andrew, and Whitworth, too.
Yeah.
So, you yeah. Mm-hmm. But Trent Williams up there. So, then you got one of the best one of the best running backs of our life. And I think he probably don't get the respect he deserves because, you know, he's a white running back. But when he retires and we look back at the numbers he put up, it's going to be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Kittle, one of the best weapons in the league. I still stand by that because of his blocking, catching, running, all that. Then you have Debo and Ayuk, who is similar to AJ and Devontae Smith, where we don't even know who's the receiver one because Ayuk is that good. Then defense, only Bosa, Fred Warner. Secondary is a little questionable, but because that D-line brings the front seven brings so much pressure, you know, they're solid and good coaching. I remember, I think it was a year ago, they were like, should Shanahan get fired because he takes the team to the championship or the Super Bowl but doesn't win. I'm like, who would you replace him with that you think is going to get the job done at that point? But, yeah, Purdy just got to be that guy to, like I said last time, not lose them the game. But he may not be the reason you win a game, but as long as he's not the reason you lose the game, that's a solid team. The NFC is wide open, but they're a team that also could run away with it because they're just dominant. CMC has that, 14-game streak of touchdowns now. They just don't have a real weakness. Like, only thing I can think of is to tag that secondary, but it's hard to when you got Bosa coming at you every play. Yeah. So, my overreaction is 49ers are the best, most complete team of my lifetime.
That's not bad. Yeah. If I had to think of any others... It's not too many in terms of being most complete. Like, maybe not obviously most accomplished because they haven't won anything yet. But most complete, I probably put them prime Legion of Boom Seattle years up there.
Mm-hmm.
Especially that year they won the championship, definitely.
I was thinking the Ravens, but Flacco. I mean, I guess Purdy and Flacco both. Not the same, but, like, caliber-wise. Like, Flacco was never elite. He had that elite playoff
run. Yeah. Yeah, them Ravens teams up there, too.
Before Flacco with Jamal Lewis.
Yeah, they had no type of quarterback. my overreaction, so shout out to Shane's boy, Daniel Jones. All
right.
This is like a double overreaction. One of these definitely not overreaction. One probably is. Not only is Daniel Jones the worst quarterback in the NFC East, that's not an overreaction.
It's definitely not.
He's probably the worst quarterback that plays at MetLife Stadium.
I don't know what that means.
That means I'm saying Daniel Jones is worse than Zach Wilson right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let y'all decide which one is.
Did y'all see the joint that says this is the first time in Mahomes' career he got outplayed? Like,
yeah, I think yards, that, and
completions, everything across the board.
The joint was crazy.
But, yeah, I look, one of them is progressing. The other one isn't. So what you want me to do?
Block for him.
Is that the problem?
Yes, it's part of it.
Is that the only problem?
It's a major part of it. No, he doesn't, bro.
He does suck. He legit
sucks.
I
see him going out there reading defenses and trying to make plays. He's always getting sacked from behind.
What you think is him reading defense, him being shook.
He's not,
that may be like a deer in headlights.
He's reading defenses. He's just reading the wrong page.
I promise. He's not out
there. He's reading the back of the book.
I know you're a fan, bro, but this man is terrible. You just saw him on primetime again.
I did.
The Seahawks defense isn't like, they have no pass rush.
Their defense is okay.
I didn't say defense. I said the pass rush. Name one dude on that D-line.
I think they had like 2 sacks coming into the game.
They had 11 last night.
I told you what the problem was.
But that's not, it's also on him getting rid of the ball. Like, he got to just throw it out of bounds, too.
Players, yeah, he do need to throw this shit out.
Like, Brian sent that picture. He was dead serious, too. That looks like some receiving stats. Jefferson's receiving stats.
Yeah, bro.
He's bottom five, bro, as a quarterback in this league.
Yeah,
and I don't even know if that's an overreaction.
No, man, it's the roster.
He's part of the roster.
Neither one of the interceptions he threw last night was because of the O-line. Like, that pick six, Darren Waller was wide open.
No, and when the coach is that visibly mad at him, bro, what was that?
Yeah.
The best reactions of week four are y'all coach young Daniel Jones and Desmond Ritter in the receiver. Get the fuck away from me.
Dude was throwing that dude, bro. But yeah, I don't got much
to say. So, your overreaction, Daniel Jones, is worse than Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Solid. Yeah, for sure. Shane, what's your last overreaction?
Mahomes.
Just washed. Come on, get them clicks in.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to, man.
Don't do that much.
Oh, okay.
We don't want that much hate.
Nah, it wouldn't be.
You know, he got the Swifties on his side now, too, so we definitely don't want that.
Yeah. Mahomes has the capacity. Well, no, I can't say that, because that's limiting it a little bit. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's going to be a top five QB of all time.
Come on, bro. Come on. This is the most disappointing episode for me. We had Mahomes top five quarterback. What else? What was the other two, bro?
I said of all time.
Bro, he's probably that now. Like, let's be real.
Damn. He'll be number two.
If we're being for real, he's probably surpassed Aaron Rodgers.
He has more
MVPs, more rings.
He surpassed Rodgers. He surpassed Rodgers.
Oh, no, probably tied MVPs.
He'll be number two. No, he'll be number one.
That's not even over. Bro,
what's going on today?
Did you miss Sports Talk TV after they won the Super Bowl?
What's going on with you today, bro?
Shane losing it.
It's the Giants, man.
See, Daniel Jones got everybody depressed.
All right.
Come on, Shane. Give me something good. Pause.
This man really tried to get away with that.
Yeah, nah. I mean, I really didn't have a crazy. I'm trying to think of my
top five player of all time.
Nah.
Look at the scores. Maybe that'll help you refresh.
Looked at the scores.
We can give Lions Super Bowl.
No.
Jags just played in London and didn't look that impressive.
I already talked about the Jags.
T-Law could be a bust.
Cowboys, the most overrated team in the league.
Nah, Cowboys, the best team in the league. With Rams, Trey Diggs still going down, they are the best team in the league. Boom.
Why?
Have you seen their defense?
Have you seen the offense?
They played the Patriots and Mac Jones.
They've also played the Giants.
Shit.
They've also played the Cardinals and lost.
And who else they play?
Your name? What's the case?
Zach Wilson and the Jets. Shit.
They've had the easiest schedule so far.
They played shit.
But y'all act like they're not a team. Every NFC team is capable of losing to shitters. So let's not paint that narrative, even though I know we're division rivals. But they could have easily went out there and made it a game that wasn't supposed to happen. The Dallas, they're known to...
They weren't going to do it back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, I guess it did happen with Picard. And yeah, they had to go out there and beat the shit out of them.
All right, well, that's the overreaction. You think they're the best team?
Yeah.
All right, I got three quick talking points, and then we get into guest player. Mm-hmm. One, I think we're all wrong about the Rams.
Yeah, I never said anything bad. Brian even said
they might not win a game. And they're only going to get better when Kupp gets back.
Yeah, they're about to be tough.
Two, Jags, we might have to have a whole podcast about the Jags. Lawrence has one of the best overall weapons in the league, like as a core. Mm-hmm. When you think of ETN, Zay Jones, Evan Engram, Calvin Ridley, and Christian Kirk, like that's solid. Defense is solid. So I don't know what's going on there. What's the other one? Did y'all see the thing about Caleb Williams? Supposedly he named the teams he would go to.
Mm-mm.
And I saw that. And I
supposedly. And the Commanders weren't on there. That's why I don't believe it. Because he grew up a fan and we could use a franchise quarterback like him. Giants were on that list.
Yeah.
Vikings.
I think Dallas was on there.
Dallas was on that list. I'm trying to remember where Chicago was. I know Arizona wasn't.
And maybe he wants to go to those teams to be shitty so that we can win.
Well, the reason, obvious, New York is New York.
Yeah.
Minnesota, Jefferson. Like that, he would probably want to be. There's no other reason why you would want to go to Minnesota. You have Justin Jefferson, young receiver. Dallas, it's Dallas. Like that, which is weird because you grew up a Commanders fan. But I understand you get the more commercials, all that. Even though, you know, but he said he's making more money in with NIL than he would in the NFL as a rookie, which is crazy.
Yeah, he said that. I did see that.
Let me see if that was the last one. Yeah, Rams and Lions. Lions, they were taking apart the Packers on, I know it was a while ago now, it was last Thursday night, but it was 34-20 was the final score, but it seemed like it was worse than that.
Yeah.
Brian, you got any thoughts about the Lions now, man? You think they're better than what you thought or about the same? Man, they're sitting 3-1.
3-1, I probably would have had them 2-2 after four games, so they gained better than what I thought they would have been.
They went into Lambeau, beat the Packs. And the Packers were finally back healthy with Aaron Jones and Watson.
Yeah, first game back home.
Love played like shit a little bit, though.
No, he did. Definitely.
Yeah. And I don't know what that's
about. I still got the Packers winning that division. I think that'll be fun.
And still have no idea what Jahmyr Gibbs is doing over there.
Why? There was no overreaction today about the Bengals. Like, 27-3. Last week they said Burrow's finally looking good again, and then Jamar Chase comes out says I'm always open.
He wasn't even looking good last week. So
I didn't believe it. Went out there and beat bum.
Yeah, Brian was on money with that. He said they peaked, and this is like the worst case scenario. What I would have thought.
I didn't think they'd be this bad.
Nah, for sure.
Never mind. The Giants will definitely regret contract extension the most.
For sure.
Out of the teams I named, they probably number two right now. Regretting that extension.
And then number three, I think, even though they're not bad, I think it's the Browns. Because they gave Deshaun Watson all that money after a year off. And Deshaun Watson was the top five quarterback at the time. And if he could at least been like that, that team could be deadly.
And apparently he told him that he wasn't going to play on Sunday. I got to look into that more. But apparently he said that he didn't want to play.
Because
of his shoulder. They cleared him to play, but he didn't want to play.
No, that's great. And they are at bye week this week, so he would have had another
game. I got to look into that, because that's kind of crazy.
I saw it was a while ago, maybe 2-3 weeks, when it was like back-to-back weeks of him not looking great, I think. And there was like random like buzz going around like NFL rumor, like they could take that guaranteed stuff away if he was on like, if he got suspended or something for like a game.
To Watson?
Yeah. I saw something weird like that. And I'm like, man, these.
Was it Watson? I saw somebody like that.
I
commented on it too, because it was like, they can, you know, if you don't reach a certain amount of games. No, it was somebody that got benched, though. No, it was J.C. Jackson for the Chargers.
Uh-huh.
He was healthy and active. And the rumor is they're probably trying to avoid his contract. So he doesn't have the certain amount of games played to get all the guaranteed money. They're going to avoid his contract. So, y'all have any comments, or we can get guests the player? We good on time if y'all want to say something. Y'all got something else.
Let me see. Let me go through the scores again.
And this is actually I have two guests of players.
Uh-huh.
I'll wait.
We could low-key try to speed run through the next week, maybe? No? Like, just not even comments. Just pick it, and then we can discuss. Yeah. Just pick them.
Week 5. Bron, you good for that?
Yeah.
All right, bet. Let's just do winners.
Ooh, we 5.5-point favorites. Interesting.
All right, bet. Y'all ready?
Yep. Yeah.
Chicago, Washington.
Washington.
Dubs. Big dubs.
Yeah, same here. I got Washington. Jacksonville at Buffalo. 9:30 a.m. in London. We know Jacksonville is like
tough
in London. I don't know. Is their owner like from there or something?
I don't know how they keep getting these games. And how they got it back to back.
I think they're just that team. Like, that's their team. Like, that's England's their country.
That's their country. London's whatever. Yeah. And shout out to that Toy Story joint. That joint is tough.
Oh, yeah.
For kids, that joint was tough.
I got Jags with the upset.
Shame.
I'm picking the Bills.
Yeah, I got Bills too. Houston at Atlanta. This should be interesting.
Houston. But now, I do not think I'd be saying that.
Yeah, Houston. Ritter gets benched.
I think I have the exact same thing. But I think Bijan has a crazy game. I think Houston wins, but Bijan goes off.
Yeah.
Because they can't count on Ritter, and he'll get benched. Yeah. Carolina at Detroit.
Detroit.
Tennessee at Colts. Mm.
That's going to be an ugly
division game.
But give me the Colts.
I got Titans.
Colts, man. I want to see what Richardson look like against them, boy.
Tannehill's numbers are trash. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, he's ass.
God. Yeah, give me the Colts just because. Jesus Christ.
Giants at Dalton. Saints at Patriots.
Patriots. The Saints offense is horrible.
Patriots better. Remember, Christian Gonzalez is out, too.
He's out? Oh, sure. Is he hurt, like, for long time?
Him and Judon.
Indefinitely?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
And real quick, but it's crazy that the two players, like, I was pressed for the Commanders to get in, but, like, last 3-4 years have turned into, I know it was very early for Gonzalez, but, like, damn near superstars. Because I was pressed for us to get Micah Parsons. And obviously we did not get him because he was projected to drop. Mm-hmm. That was kind of reach for him. And then I really wanted us to get Christian Gonzalez, and we did not get him. And they're looking like studs, obviously.
And we was hoping that Witherspoon would fall and somehow.
That pick six last night was crazy. So who you got, Saints and Patriots?
I'm taking Saints.
All right.
I'll stick with the Patriots.
Be more at Pittsburgh, that good rivalry.
Ravens. I think Pickens out. Or might be out.
I'm going Pittsburgh. Trubisky gets that W.
Ew. They lose to Trubisky, I swear to God.
No, I think the Steelers are better with Trubisky than Pittsburgh.
Oh, no. I'm taking the Ravens, bro. All
right. Philly at the Rams.
Philly.
Doop. I was scared. Hit that with his helmet. I'm going to pick the Rams so bad.
I'm picking the Rams. I think that's so bad. Lay them up.
This is possible cut return this week,
week
too.
Week 5, yep.
Possible.
I'll go with the Eagles. Fuck it.
Cincy at Arizona.
Oh, my God. It's got to be Cincy, bro.
It's got to be Cincy? It's got to be Cincy?
It does, but boy, if Arizona pulls this off.
If it's one thing that defense is going to do is blitz. I got Arizona.
Oh.
All right, I'm Cincinnati. I can't do
hey,
it.
Hey, clip this and send it to Q. I got Arizona.
All right, here we go. This right here is the worst game maybe of the year. Jets at Broncos. They should flex this game to Wednesday 3 a.m.
I'm gonna take the Jets.
I got Broncos.
I'm taking the Jets.
Better defense.
It's definitely Jets.
I got the Jets in the upset.
All right, Kansas City at Minnesota.
Mahomes might have 400.
This is going to be crazy. You lucky I don't play you this week. Mahomes and Kelsey going to snap. Mahomes might have 400. Shame, Kansas City.
KC.
This is going to be a good game, actually, though. Dallas at San Fran. These defenses going at it is going to be good to see. And it's the Sunday night game, so everybody going to be locked in.
49ers by double digits.
I'm thinking Niners for sure.
Niners. Last game, Monday night, Packers at the Raiders.
Packers.
They're kind of quick. But Pat.
If Jimmy G plays, I'm taking the Raiders. Just home field. All right, let's get into guest player. I have two. This is a 2-for-1. These two players are receivers. They rivaled each other. Maybe not like, you know, I hate you type rival, but like statistically they rivaled each other and they played in the same time. Both are on legendary offenses. One came in 99. The other one came in 96. That one, the one that came in 96 retired in 08. The one that 99 retired in 09. So like I said, the one from 99 to 09, he's mainly known for playing in the NFC. He played 1 year in the AFC, which is last year in the league. But his top two seasons, he had 1,600 yards, 1,696 and 1,635. Career high in touchdowns is 12. Career yards are 13,382. Touchdowns is 74. That's for player one, let's call them. Player two, obviously both these guys are Hall of Fame. Player two only played for one team his whole career in the AFC. His best year, he has 1,700 yards on 143 catches. He has 14,580 yards with 128 touchdowns. So his stats are clearly better. Both these players are 6 feet, and I thought one was definitely taller. The first guy's only made one time All-Pro, but he was 7-time Pro Bowl, and he has a ring. But I think both guys have rings, actually. Yep, both have one ring. So both these guys are like almost mirrors of each other. Same height, almost same stats. One has a lot more touchdowns, though. Both the Hall of Fame, all 2000s team. First one is 7-time All Pro Bowl. The other one is a 8-time Pro Bowl and 3-time All Pro. So y'all guess who these two players are? Legendary offenses.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about
that. Like, literally legendary.
Did both of them have Hall of Fame quarterbacks?
One did for sure. I'm pretty sure the other. I'm pretty sure though. One did. One is absolutely Hall of Fame. Let me just confirm the other one is though. I'm pretty sure though. Yeah, he's in it.
And you said one was mainly NFC and one was.
One played in the NFC's entire career except for 1 year, and that was his last year in the league. And the other one played in the AFC for one team his whole career. Both 6 feet. And I definitely thought the one in the AFC I thought was taller. I definitely would have thought. They wouldn't be this old, though.
I would hope not in the 1960s season.
I'm going to just throw a name out there to get it rolling. Yeah. I know I'm good for a terrible guess, but I'm going to say Reggie Wayne.
You were right there, but no.
Marvin.
That's one. Marvin Harrison. I'm pretty sure Reggie Wayne's taller than 6 feet. He got to be.
I don't think so.
I thought he was the bigger one. I definitely thought Marvin was taller than 6 feet.
They both tiny.
Reggie Wayne is 6 feet. Dang.
Is the other one Torrey Holt?
It's Torrey Holt. There we go. Torrey Holt versus Marvin Harrison.
Yeah. Those were two. Holt, yeah.
Shane, what was the name of the Rams offense?
Nigga, the Rams.
No. Think of the Magic Lakers. They had the Showtime Lakers. The Rams had a name.
Yeah, think of the Rams.
Come on.
The two-headed Rams.
No. Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, Torrey Holt. Who was the other receiver? I think
Isaac Bruce.
Yeah, Isaac Bruce, bro. Them and the Colts literally mirrored each other, other than Peyton being Peyton.
Yeah.
I can't think. Right.
Marshall had it over.
I don't remember the actual name, bro.
Greatest show on turf.
Oh, my God. Yeah. On turf.
So who would y'all pick?
If between those two?
The Colts offense.
No. The players. Marvin or Torrey.
Marvin,
like Torrey. Right? Yeah, Marvin. Marvin was that dude, man.
You think it was because he had the better quarterback, though, or he was just better?
Nah, he was just tough all around. He was just tough all around for me.
I just remember using Torrey, man.
Both of them having two or three 1,600-yard seasons is crazy, though. Yeah. That's insane.
To me, Marvin was like a tier or two better version of, like, Terry McLaurin. Like, they could do everything. Route you up, go up and get the ball if need be. Make one-handed catches. Like, It's crazy.
Marvin had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 straight 1,000 yard seasons. Torrey had, where is his? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 straight 1,000 yard seasons. And Torrey started sooner because Torrey, he has 788 to start his career. Then after that, he ripped off 9 straight 1,000 yard seasons. Marvin Harrison had his first 1,000 yard season his fourth year in the league. Mm. So Torrey Holt started off quick. Well, technically the same year because Marvin Harrison came in earlier. Oh, so yeah. The same year they both started breaking out, but it was Torrey Holt's second year in the league. And that's it. Any comments you want to get off before we end the show? You want to get one quick clip bait, Shane?
Yeah. No, well, it's not clickbait, so it's still not good for me. But next week's overreactions will be better.
Please. Do some homework.
What? I wouldn't even call it. I just got it. I'm going to type it.
How is it hard to think of something crazy to say?
I'm not rational, bro.
Stop.
What?
You're a Giants fan.
Nothing's rational about that.
Hey, Sam Howell and Eric Bieniemy masterclass this Thursday. Pick the Commanders to cover the spread.
As long as DJ Moore goes off, I'm good. We win, but DJ Moore needs to give me a touchdown or something. But we're going to catch y'all next week on the Stats Facts podcast because we already did our predictions for this week. And Brian is going to homecoming this weekend, so we know we won't see him.
Towel rack.
Question is, will we even see him next Tuesday? He might still be getting
recovering.
I should be fine.
but in other news, real quick, we'll be dropping, or try, I got to talk to the fellas, but try to drop in multiple episodes a week because we have NBA season starting off.
Oh, yeah.
And we got to get an NBA preview episode in, plus, you know, we got to do some rankings. And we predict, we got to do a lot.
And we got a draft coming up.
We didn't even touch on the trades.
We're going to have to solve them. Yeah, we're going to have to do for the NBA preview. Because with Harden, matter of fact, Harden ain't get traded yet. That's what we still got to wait on.
Yeah,
I don't want to have an episode about that, then Harden gets traded the day after. So let's just wait. But that's it. We'll catch y'all next Tuesday/Wednesday. Status Facts Podcast. We out.